Welcome to KBIA's Business Beat, a show covering what's happening in business, economics, and employment in mid-Missouri. I'm Kara Tabor.
You might not expect to find too much of Mexico in Missouri. The last census reported Missouri saw a nearly 80% increase in the Latino population from 2000 to 2010. KBIA's Daniela Vidal takes us to Mexico, Missouri to see how one small town is keeping up with a growing Latino population.
Step into Diva 27 and you might learn a few words in a new language.
No, las grandes cuesta 1.50 y las chiquitas 1.20.
Reina Hernandez speaks to almost all of her customers in Spanish, which makes sense as her store caters to Mexico, Missouri's Latino population. Diva 27 sells a sliver of El Pueblo Mexicano, boxes of tortillas, fresh sweet bread, spices, and figurines of famous Mexican comedians line the shelves. But that hasn't always been the case for this town. For years, Hernandez had to make the 240-mile round trip to St. Louis every 2 weeks because there wasn't a local ethnic food store.
It was hard to find Mexican things, even clothes. It's changed a lot. Now it's more common to see Mexican people. Before, it was a little strange.
Hernandez saw an opportunity to meet the demands of a growing demographic when she opened her own store in 2012, and with good reason. Audrain County experienced a 252% increase in the Latino population from 2000 to 2010, according to the last U.S. Census. Hernandez came in 2001, along with 19 others from Selma, California, one of the first waves of Latinos coming to work at the Continental Products plant in town.
What happened was that a guy who worked at the factory knew a cousin of mine who was in California. And so they got to talking and they said, we need people to go into the factory. Then my cousin started asking people, hey, do you want to go to Missouri to work?
Soon, their families and friends from the country of Mexico followed. Steve Gennetta is the state specialist for community development at the University of Missouri. He says migrants moving to a town in groups isn't all that unusual. In fact, it's pretty common.
If somebody gets a position in a plant like that, sometimes you'll find almost everybody else that works in that plant comes from the same community in Mexico or Guatemala or wherever it is they're coming from because of those networks.
There's a strong sense of community among the Latinos here, but this bond doesn't always extend to the rest of the town. Father Mark Porterfield is a pastor at St. Brendan's Catholic Church.
So some of my parishioners were assisting me in translating and that type of thing. And from that point on, we just decided, you know, we weren't ministering to the Hispanics.
Last summer, he went to Guadalajara, Mexico to learn Spanish. Now, he's the one running the monthly Spanish Mass at St. Brendan's that started 2 years ago. And it seems to be working, at least according to Luz Coyle, a Latino leader at the church.
I see a lot of the Hispanic community there at those English Masses. They're not afraid to come because they know they can participate too. They have a bilingual missal, and they're interested in integrating with the American community.
She wants to see this connection extend beyond the church and into the day-to-day lives of Mexico's community members. For Hernandez, living in Missouri for 14 years has not only meant leaving the Mexico she knew, but watching her new Mexico grow into a place welcoming of her native culture. With producer Jacqueline LeBlanc, Daniela Vidal, KBIA News.
To learn more about how Hernandez and her neighbors got from one Mexico to another, head to our website, kbia.org.
Thanks for listening to this week's Business Beat. For KBIA News, I'm Kara Tabor.